Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and TGIF alohas to you, liberty lovers, freedom fighters everywhere. Great to have you along as we get rolling here on the end of the work week edition. It's the one we like to call the All Skate, the Friday free-for-all, because, of course, on Friday, the metrics of the program, the logistics are a little bit different because during the week, I try and talk about things that I believe are of interest to me and will be of interest to you as well. That being the case, here on Friday, doesn't matter if I've talked about it in the preceding 4 days or not, because... what we do is allow you to discuss whatever item is of interest to you. And whether it's of interest to me or not is kind of little import here on Friday. If it's important to you, then that's the main criteria. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email, as always, bob@1063word.com. So I see this video on the web today, and I'm watching as the head nurse at CHI Memorial Hospital in Chattanooga was being used as a prop to reassure people about the safety of taking the COVID-19 vaccine. So they're doing it all on TV, and she takes a shot, and then she's talking, and, you know, she's lucid, and then all of a sudden passes out on live TV. Holy cow. And maybe it's just me. Maybe it's the fact that I am, in addition to being a recovering meteorologist, also a recovering top 40 DJ eons ago, back when the earth was still cooling. And all I could think of was the line from George Thorogood and the Destroyer song, Bad to the Bone. And the head nurse said, "Leave this one alone." But in this instance, she wasn't referring to the baby. She would apparently have been referencing the shot. This from Zero Hedge. Critical care nurse Tiffany Dover at CHI Memorial Hospital in Chattanooga was having a lucid discussion with WRCB-TV following her COVID-19 vaccination when she became visibly impaired, holding her hand to her head and swaying. She then apologized to the news crew, turned away from the camera and the microphone, and fainted. The outlet reported, and I quote, 10 minutes after the shot, Dover became lightheaded and passed out while speaking with us. Jeez. This is all very reassuring. She told the TV station that this is not an uncommon reaction for her, explaining, I have a history of having an overreactive vagal response. And so with that, if I have pain from anything, hangnail, or if I stub my toe, I can just pass out. Well, Tiffany, I have an aversion to pain as well, because it hurts. But, man, the rest of the vaccinations reportedly went off without a hitch after the hospital received 975 doses. This response occurs when the vagus nerve is stimulated, setting off a chain of events within the body involving the central nervous system, peripheral nervous system, and the cardiovascular system. Interestingly enough, I passed out at one point years ago. It's been decades back. And they thought that it was something somewhat similar, that it involved the vagus nerve being too compressed or something. I don't know. On the story from Zero Hedge, a list of triggers that can set this off: emotional stress, blood being drawn or the sight of blood, fear, gastrointestinal illness, having a bowel movement, heat, pain, standing for a long time, standing up quickly, and trauma. If triggered, it causes an abrupt drop in blood pressure and a decreased heart rate, which can cause blood to pool in the legs, which in some cases can result in a brief loss of consciousness, known as vasovagal syncope. I guess that's how you pronounce that, S-Y-N-C-O-P-E or syncope, unrelated to Steve Sinicropy, general manager. So it was embarrassing, but apparently it was unrelated to the shot, but man, not exactly a huge confidence builder. To the phones we go as we get rolling this afternoon, beginning in Cashville, where Dean is our leadoff batter on the free-for-all. Hi, Dean, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Bob. I'm not going to go too far. For contractual reasons, I'm not going to go too political here, but I will say that given all of the reasons that you just described, that sounds like a very good, justifiable medical reason to avoid one potential outcome of the election.
That is having to take the shot, you mean?
No. One candidate becoming president.
Oh. Yeah, I guess. We may be stretching the definition here, but look, we are sadly kind of grasping at straws here at in the closing days.
All those medical symptoms could be the result of a Biden administration.
Could be, especially the fear.
And any reasonable doctor would probably prescribe this. Sorry, had to throw that part in there.
Gotcha.
Well,
and there's another offshoot of this. You know, you could just tell them, if they insist that you must have a shot, that you are susceptible to vagal response, and therefore, you are incapable of taking the shot.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, I think I had hoped to get a chance to call Monday or Tuesday, but just in case, I wanted to call and say that I have really enjoyed hearing you. Obviously, you'll be on there again, but I just wanted to get ahead of the line.
Gotcha.
And also, I went ahead and confirmed your email address. So
good deal.
I will. I may drop something to you by email.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
And it has been a deep privilege listening to you. You have an amazing balance of humor and I hate to use the word professionalism, but you don't take things too seriously.
Yeah, myself included.
Which is good when it comes to what you typically have to deal with, because of a lot of what goes going on is, if we took it seriously, well, it would not be good.
Yeah. Bob, or as Jimmy Buffett famously said, if we weren't all crazy, we'd go insane.
That's very true.
Very prophetic.
Bobby, have a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a really good your mailing address is still going to be the station. I mean, that was where we can get you, right?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. Yeah, because eventually, perfect, you know, we will be once this alternate universe is dealt with, then when I am back in and filling in, I will eventually be back at the radio station. I'm assuming. I would think so.
I expected as much.
Yeah.
Well, you take care.
You too, Dean. Thank you very much. Very kind. I appreciate the compliments. 17 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Step aside for a moment. Come right back on the other side, and right back to the phones we go, because it is the Friday free-for-all here on the Bobby Mack Show. I am, of course, the president, not to mention dean, of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. 3:23 here on the Bobby Mack Show, as we gain on Christmas with various Christmas music bumpers along the way. Moneypenny, have you received the M&M's Bobby Mack semi-professional players bit? Yeah. Take a quick look in your inbox, because I think it may be there. All right. Well, it's on its way to you. It'll be there. It'll be there before you know it. No, hopefully before next year. So when that gets there, hang on to that. We'll come back to it. In the meantime, here at 3:24, we go to Piedmont, and we welcome in JC, who is the self-proclaimed mayor of Piedmont. And I hope we can expect conservative policies from you in your presumed mayoral stint, JC.
Well, I appreciate that, Bobby. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Got you 5x5.
All right. Just went through Area 54, so it was a little congested. So,
ah, boy. Yeah, I was there.
Congratulations. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I was there earlier today myself, and boy, was it fun. Not.
Yeah. I just wanted to say congratulations to you and baby doll Brenda and the Westie, your four-legged child.
Miss Megan.
Miss Megan, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And so I just want to say also, I've been listening for over 30 years on the station.
Wow.
And like to say, too, Merry Christmas to you all and your family.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. And you, too. And I hope we all have a happy and better New Year.
Yes. Well, that's all what we hope for.
You bet.
I appreciate your input and selection on the new, what I would say, stand-in, not replacement of you.
Well, thank you. It's funny. I was thinking, John, you mentioned how long you've been listening. You must go all the way back to the days when we were AM only. We were on 1330 in Greenville and 950 in Spartanburg. And if you were driving down the interstate from one to the other, either going south to the north or vice versa, you would have to switch from one frequency to the other to be able to continue to hear us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man. And I want to say also a golf term is hit them straight and long.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I do hit them straight pretty much all the time. The long, not so much. I am kind of in the zip code now, JC, where I can't break an egg, you know?
I understand that. But if it's 150 yards straight, it's better than 250 yards in the woods, right?
That has been my experience, right.
So I guess to my comment would be, I've been listening for a long time. I listen to a lot of people, and they're very upset over the situation of the GOP not standing up and all that. But if you kind of look at the situation at hand, if I was in power in an office of myself, and I happened to be receiving maybe, I don't know, container shipping money from my wife
yeah.
or some type of benefit at the position that I'm in now,
mm-hmm.
would I really want to rock the boat, or would I continue in the position that I'm at the most moderate position that I could hold at that time?
Understood. And when you factor into that as well, the threat of the violent left, you can see how people are kind of hedging their bets.
Yeah.
Which is a sad situation,
yeah,
but that's the way it is.
Right. And then, you know, people call in and they get upset and they say, well, you know, so-and-so's not standing up for so-and-so and so-and-so's not standing up for so-and-so. Well, if you were the House leader or the Senate leader, or if you were in a certain position and you happen to be gaining a certain amount of money or funding, as they may say,
right,
you might kind of hedge your bets a little bit.
Yeah. And I think at least to some extent, that's what we're seeing going on right now.
So I just heard today, down in the low country that a Democrat, pulled a beer out of his jacket and gave a cheer to you. So I say to you, Bobby, in your own home on Tuesday of next week,
right?
You get to have a cheer to you.
You know,
I'll cheer it to you too.
Thank you. I hate to imitate a Democrat. I don't know if I want to go that far, but I understand exactly what you're saying. And yeah, I will take that under advisement. So if you hear the distinctive clicking sound in the bonus hour on Tuesday, you will know exactly what's going on.
Well, listen, I just want to let you know this public out here loves you, loves this program, loves all the programs during and Tara and everybody else. So, and Merry Christmas to you all, and God bless all of y'all.
Thank you. God bless you guys too, John. I hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas.
Hey, Bob.
And a Happy New Year. Yes, Moneypenny.
That is a fantastic idea. I can get Annie on board with it. So right after we do the show open at 5 o'clock or 5:30, you know, it's 5:30
right.
somewhere.
Right.
We will all three simultaneously crack them. It will be your farewell.
Well, here's a little inside baseball too, because Moneypenny and Annie typically get together to hash the trash one evening a week. They have their gals get together, and rumor has it that occasionally alcohol is consumed at those gatherings
never.
As well.
Never.
So, oh no, it's a nasty rumor.
Yeah, it's a very bad rumor.
Nothing to it. Now, about the guy from Charleston going for the brewski on the floor of the house today, I'm surprised he had one left over because I'm sure he consumed a few after Nancy Mace returned him to the Low Country from Washington on November 3rd. So, best of luck to you in your future endeavors former congressman. Take a quick break here. Speaking of Annie, she is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side, and I'm right back to the phones because it is the Friday free-for-all. And walking in a winter wonderland. Welcome back. 3:37 now, 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We started today with the story of the nurse in Tennessee, and they were doing a big dog and pony show. No concerns about the COVID-19 vaccine. And so the nurse takes the shot, and then she's doing a live shot with a local TV station and passes out. Jeez. But, of course, you know, the newscasts, as expected, are showing these kinds of things from hospitals. They're all excited that there's a new vaccine and they're getting it. Some folks, of course, are hesitant to take a hastily developed vaccine, and others, of course, just don't like the sight of needles. Luckily, our friends in government and science, which we all know we must trust, we have to trust the science, right? Luckily, they have developed a fun, colorful way for you now to get the vaccine. Not really, but the Bobby Mac semi-professional player suggests this is probably next.
First there was plain, then peanut, and then caramel and fudge brownie. And now, Pfizer and M&M's introduced the newest flavor of M&M's. It's M&M's with COVID vaccine. Yep, Pfizer is infusing 30 micrograms of nucleoside mod RNA and encoding the viral spike glycoprotein with milk chocolate in every button-shaped candy-coated treat. Who needs to get a shot when you can get your dose on with candy? And M&M's with COVID vaccine are 99% effective
and 100% delicious.
M&M's with COVID vaccine, now available in hospital vending machines near the ER and in nursing homes.
Oh, boy. We we sometimes are like Nostradamus in the way we predict the future, the way these things are headed. Back to the phones we go. Alan is next up here on the Friday free-for-all. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Bobby Mac. Two things. First, genuine and sincere appreciation and thanks to you, really, for sharing all of the time and the hours and conversations and things that you have. You know, the way I would describe it is that, you know, too bad every broadcaster doesn't come with the character and the integrity that you do.
Wow.
And if they did, I really believe things across the board would be so much better. And I think that's one of the reasons that I really enjoyed these afternoon times of listening and sharing with you. So congrats, and I pray that God will bless this next phase, whatever it all develops, to be something you love and enjoy also.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it. And just as a footnote, the kinds of things that we're talking about here are pretty explanatory into why I left television.
Right. Well, I have, you know, I have one question for you about your career.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been listening since, you know, I listened to Monty Dupree in the mornings on the stations he was on. So I've been around for quite some time.
What a great guy, too.
Absolutely. And enjoy that. Did enjoy that even back. But my question is this, you know, back during for a long time, there was this consistent, whenever there was some big event that happened, that we would interrupt the program. Mm-hmm. Bring the words. I'm sure that in your career, that's probably happened to you. I'm just wondering if there was ever most memorable ones of the things that you found yourself all of a sudden covering in that manner back when things were done more like that.
Well, yeah, a couple of them. The first one was in the very early days when my family had moved from Washington to North Carolina, and when President Kennedy was assassinated, I caught a Greyhound bus, took my little tape recorder, got on the Greyhound bus, rode all night, and got back to Washington just in time to see the funeral procession for President Kennedy leaving the White House, the walk that they took from the White House. Haile Selassie, the emperor of Ethiopia, was there. John McMillan, the at the time Prime Minister of Great Britain, Charles de Gaulle, was there, the President of France. All of the world leaders were there, and of course, you know, the members of the Kennedy family, and recorded all that, and then took him back with me to the radio station in North Carolina. So that was certainly kind of the first big event that happened. And right. I guess the next one was 9/11, because I was doing a morning show in Memphis at that time. And strangely enough, I was on the air with our traffic reporter who was airborne. And of course, he received notification of the first plane hitting the Twin Towers in New York. And we both were immediately suspicious, because we know that is restricted airspace. And then during the next report, when the second one hit, we all knew that suddenly the world had changed instantaneously. And of course, we dropped regular programming and went immediately to coverage of that. So those are certainly two that stand out.
Well, it's again, I congratulate you and wish you and your wife the greatest that you can enjoy. And it's with real appreciation, real sincere appreciation.
Very kind. Thank you very much, Alan. All of these, appreciate the call. All of these accolades are really pretty humbling, I have to admit. Pretty humbling. Quickly, this story. The Supreme Court in Brazil has issued a ruling that could see state and local governments mandate taking the coronavirus vaccine, with the authority to issue fines and or restrictions to those who refuse it. Reuters is reporting, that's the news service, of course. Reuters reports that Brazilians could be required but not forced by civil authorities to be vaccinated. Sizable numbers of Brazilians have continued to protest against the prospect of mandatory vaccinations, with Bolsonaro vowing not to buy any coronavirus vaccines, in contrast with the Federal Health Ministry announcing in October that it intends to secure 46 million doses. He quoted as saying, "Nobody can enforce anybody to take the vaccine. We're dealing with lives. Where is our freedom?" Fair question. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Right back to the phones we go. And I got to catch up with the text line as well. We'll get all of that done here on Friday. Yeah, speaking of those three kings, 21st is when we're going to see the conjunction, Jupiter and Saturn, right? Which they now believe was the star that was followed. Hopefully we'll have clear skies that night here in the Upstate, and we'll be able to enjoy that. Nine before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Bob. Is more vaccine available to the public because the healthcare people don't want to take it? Moneypenny says not yet. Hi, Bob. Congratulations. I know you will enjoy your retirement. We wish you well, but how in the heck do we start our weekend on Fridays without you and the Bang the Drum All Day song? Please make it special today. Maybe a couple of extra oh yes and uh-uhs from Steve Vaughn and nephew Michael Tuck in Woodruff. We will, yeah, and a few buh-buh-buhs. We will be banging especially today and hope to record it. Merry Christmas, Trump 2020. Amen. Back to the phones we go. Easily my next stop, and Tony is next up on the Friday free-for-all. Hi, Tony, and welcome to the program.
How you doing, Bobby?
So far, so good.
Bobby, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Wow.
I've texted you, but I've never called you, but I have sent you text messages. I'm a retired truck driver. Man, I love your show. I'm going to miss you. You just don't know how much I've learned from listening to you. I just love what you say. You're straight down the middle. You don't go to the left or the right. I just wanted to call you myself and say thank you. I hope you enjoy your retirement. You and your family have a Merry Christmas. And I want to ask you something, Bob.
Yeah, sure.
even if there's people that didn't like Trump, they voted for Joe Biden, some of them did.
Oh, I'm sure. That part
where I'm confused, that they voted for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, maybe just me. How would anybody that has any kind of sense? Bobby, Joe Biden, that man is more confused than a newborn in a strip bar. I've never seen nothing like this.
It's a fabulous description, Tony. I've never heard it phrased quite that way before, but I think you're right on target.
Well, Bob, I appreciate that. Well, you tell I'm a truck driver for all these years. But Bob, I just want you and your family to have a Merry Christmas and enjoy your vacation. Like I said, I listen to your show every chance I get, and I enjoy what you have to say. And I'm praying for this country. Because I'm telling you what, you, the Democrat Party, now, I'm black, I'm not a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
My father was.
Right.
But I don't feel like that's the same party we're dealing with today.
No, absolutely not.
You know? No, my daddy would roll over in the grave if he was still living.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Democrat Party of today, they don't have something up for Bizarre Boot if the directions were written on the bottom.
Yeah.
I've never seen nothing like it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I referenced John F. Kennedy earlier in the program, Tony. John F. Kennedy would be drummed out of the party now as a racist and a xenophobe and everything else they can think of to charge him with.
Yes. Yes, he would.
And I guess
I don't know what happened.
I guess the short answer to your question, Tony, about why some of the people that voted for Biden did, I guess the simple answer is blinded by hatred. You know, the media has been on a constant warpath against this man even since before he took office. And there are people who listen to news sources that are nothing but mainstream media. And if you're constantly inundated with these lies and slanders about Donald Trump and believe him, then I can see how that would happen. I think it's sad, but I'm sure it did.
You're right, Bob. It is sad because, like I said, the media, they don't teach. They're not with the program no more.
Yeah.
You know, and they're so biased. I've never seen nothing like it. You know, my fiance listens to the news,
mm-hmm.
and she believes everything they say.
Sure. Yeah. Case in point.
Of course, you know.
Right.
Yeah, she believes everything. If she's seen it on the news.
Mm-hmm.
She says that they wouldn't report it if it wasn't true. I'm like,
right.
Really?
Yeah. And you're right. And the reason you've never seen anything like it, Tony, is because there's never been anything like it.
Right. You're right.
Well,
it's never happened before.
I appreciate all the time you listen, Tony, and I appreciate the kind words and the call today. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, please ask Moneypenny what time sunset is tonight and sunrise is tomorrow. I think daylight is only lasting about 90 minutes this time. What time does the sun set today, Moneypenny?
4:12.
Gotcha. So it's right around the corner. And
yes,
sunrise
it is.
Sunrise tomorrow is about 11:38 in the morning. Is that right?
No, it's going to be 2:00 in the afternoon. We're only going to have sun for 2 hours.
I stand corrected. Great. Thank you. Appreciate that. We can always count on Moneypenny to give us, as we used to say, the straight dope. Got to take a break for the news here at the top of the hour. Hour number two, the Friday free-for-all, will be here before you know it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.